Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to the Picturing Profits podcast. I am your host, Krista Dixon. I am your photography BFF and transformational coach, helping my clients to accelerate their income by focusing on client relationships and connection. So my reason for creating this podcast is to give you a space to learn everything you need to know about creating connection with your clients, cultivating a CEO mindset, and using these strategies to create a profitable and thriving and transformational photography business. So if you're a portrait photographer looking to level up your business and connect with your clients on a brand new level, this is the podcast for you. So let's get started. All right, you guys, hello and welcome back to another episode. I am so excited to have you guys here. We have a couple of really good topics that I want to talk to you guys about, especially as we are heading into 2023. Happy New Year's, everybody. And I really just wanted to talk to you about, at the very least, what my vision is for 2023. And I want to say, of course, as we go through this, let me know what your own vision is, and let me know if you connect to this at all, or if you've felt this way at all as well, because it's something that has kept me feeling almost paralyzed for a year. And it's something that I really want to have more conversations about. And that is how I feel disconnected from the coaching industry, right? Now, I've been a coach in one format or another for about 4 years, and about 2.5 years ago is when I started taking it very, very seriously. For those of you who don't know, I have a Facebook group called Picturing Profits, where I teach portrait photographers specifically how to really make money, build strategies, build their business, and really make money as a full-time photographer. That's what I do. And I felt so connected to it for so long, but I found myself about a year ago feeling a lot more disconnected to it, and I couldn't quite figure out why. And then what happened is I essentially stopped, right? I stopped doing my courses. I stopped doing the podcast. I really just kind of stopped doing everything outside of actually doing photo shoots. Of course, I still am a photographer. But I was trying to spend time and figure out what I wanted to do, but I always felt like I had to stick in the area that I was used to, the area that you guys knew me in. And then I messaged my really beautiful friend, Jessica Enriquez, and I really said to her, you know, I am feeling so lost and so confused, because I feel like the coaching industry, because she's a part of it. Jessica is a branding and she's a brand expert. She does consulting as well, and she's absolutely brilliant. So if you don't know her, please go check her out on Instagram. I'll list her in the show notes just so you guys can go check her out. But I kind of went to her and I was like, listen, I'm feeling so disconnected because I'm kind of in this place where it feels like the coaching industry is no longer the industry that actually cares about its clients. It very much feels like, as a whole, and this, of course, does not include every coach. There are still many coaches who I follow and love, and I still hire a coach myself, right? But it just feels like, in a lot of the ways, the industry has become one of the get-rich-quick schemes where we all say the same thing verbatim, and we all teach the same things, and everything you teach is the exact same. And yes, marketing is marketing is marketing, but like, it didn't feel authentic anymore. And I am a person who leads within my coaching space in full authenticity, fully wanting to help people, fully wanting to change the world and be the best version of myself that I can be. And it didn't feel like the coaching space was doing that anymore. It didn't feel like the coaching space cared anymore. It very much felt like if people were falling down, the coaches were laughing at them. And it very much seemed like we were using people to make $30,000 months without actually getting our clients results. And all of those things made me specifically feel very, very disconnected. And so I was talking to Jessica and I was trying to figure out a way to reconnect myself, because at the end of the day, I love being a coach. I want to be a coach, but I was trying to figure out where I was meant to be, where my purpose was within this space, because I truly didn't know anymore. It truly felt like I had lost my purpose within this space. And through talking with her, she helped me kind of come to some realizations and figure out some of the things that I wanted for myself. And that was really beautiful. But while doing that, it very much helped me to realize where I am meant to be, which is the solution to the exact thing that I was just talking about. My purpose within the coaching space, which is still meant specifically for photographers, but I'm sure I'd be happy to open it up to everybody eventually, but is to be the middle ground for relationship. Instead of focusing on just making money in a photo shoot, I want us to instead focus on the relationship that we desire to have with our clients. And instead of always worrying about being ghosted, I want instead for us to focus on how we can give the most value so that our clients are DMing us every single day. And instead of worrying about if they're going to think our prices are worthwhile, I want us instead to be able to communicate the value in what we do in a way that makes the yeses to pay us quick, easy, simple, and paid in full. And instead of being worried about A, B, C, or D, I want instead for us to realize that's the solution to 99% of our problems, marketing-wise, can very much be solved through our relationship with our clients and our relationship with self. And that is what I'm going to be doing in 2023. So if you're not already in my Facebook group, again, you should be. And you should go over there, click the link in my show notes that says Facebook group, Picturing Profits Facebook group. Make sure that you go on in there because you're going to love it. But that's what we're focusing on in 2023. We are focusing on building relationships with our clients, what that looks like, why it's important. And if you're thinking to yourself, Krista, okay, why is it important? Why should my main focus, because I mean that, my main focus be on the way that me and my client build together? Well, because the vision that you have needs to be connected to the vision your clients have. The way that you want them to feel in the photo shoot needs to be connected to the way that you feel in your photo shoot. And when you're doing these things, guys, when you've built a relationship, it solves every single problem, right? It leads to you only having dream clients, and it repels those who aren't going to value you, who aren't going to care about what you can give them, who aren't going to love your images, who aren't going to want to invest in wall art, albums, folio boxes, prints. Right? It eliminates these people from the get-go because they would not be someone who values the relationship that they could have with you. Right? Building a relationship with your client means that inherently you're going to understand who your ideal client is more. And that means that you can utilize that relationship with them to solve their pain points and get them closer to their goal points. Do you see how the marketing happens for itself? Just by caring a little bit more about the relationship you're building with your client. It also helps you connect your vision and your client's vision. It helps you to rid yourself of the imposter syndrome that I know is keeping you stuck, babe. And don't worry, in 2023, I'm going to help you through that, because a large part of what I want to do is not only to help you build a relationship with your clients, but to help you build a good relationship with your CEO self. So you're going to, yes, be building with them because it's absolutely a must, but you can't build with them if you can't build with yourself. So you're going to be focusing also on working on your self-esteem, working on your imposter syndrome, not self-sabotaging, having somebody there to push you even when you don't think that your website's perfect enough, whenever you feel like your images aren't good enough, whenever you're afraid to reach out to this person, whenever someone's ghosted you and you don't know what to say next, when you don't want to post on your Instagram, when you don't want to post on your TikTok, whatever it is, right? You're also going to have me there to help you start before you're ready, to help you start when you're scared or being doubted by your family or friends, whatever the case may be, I'll be there as well to help you through that. Okay? And that is the power of relationship. Oh, right? I know I can't be the only one that's feeling that right now. So just to do a quick push through again, just so that you guys know what to expect, especially if you are in my Facebook group, which again, you should be in there. Link is in the show notes. This is what you can expect to come out of my space, my coaching space in 2023 and forward. We're going to prioritize relationships. We're going to prioritize connecting with ourselves, with our businesses, and with our clients. And that is going to lead to more sales. That's going to lead to a connection with your clients, not just followers, right? Because here's the thing. If you don't know how to connect with your followers, having them means nothing. So we're not here just to gain a following. We're here to build a connection. You're going to figure out how all of these things impact your freedom, your financial well-being, your client if you're not showing up for them, and how to actually utilize your relationship and connectivity to have your dream business. You're going to be able to understand and value your own pricing, because I know I am not the only one that has been stuck on charging $300 for a photo shoot and handing over every digital. I know that I am not the only one that has done that. And babe, that means that you do not fully value what it is you're offering. And your clients need you to value what it is you're offering. They need you to. You need you to. So it's going to do that. This is also going to be amazing for you to work on your why and how it impacts your why and your branding. And then, of course, the most important one is how it impacts your client and makes every single session your dream session. So that is what you guys can expect out of my coaching this year. I hope you guys love it. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. So if this is something that you absolutely love and that you would love to be a part of, that you're excited for, a couple of quick notes for you to take. One, I am going to be going live at least once a week in the Facebook group, and it's completely free. We're going to do masterclasses, lives, worksheets, and workbook things together. We're going to do journaling live. A whole bunch of really beautiful things are in the works for us, right? Beautiful, beautiful things. And then we're also going to have some programs come out this year. I don't have anything to tell you guys just yet about those. I'm excited to let you know more as we get closer, but we will have some programs in place where you can really dive in deep with relationship and connectivity with your clients. And I'm really excited to get us started in that. So make sure, one, that you are in our Facebook group. If you're not in there already, I can tell you now, you're going to absolutely love being in there. It is a life-changing group. The community is amazing. You're going to love it. But let me know. Take a screenshot of this, you guys, if you're loving this episode, if you're excited for the direction that we're moving in. Post it on your Facebook, post it on your TikTok, post it on your Instagram. Tag me and let me know what your thoughts are so that I can hear back from you guys. It is my favorite part. This is a conversation, not just a one-way conversation. This is a two-way conversation, so I want to hear from you guys. Anyways, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.